This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Which is our ice planet set. A lot of green screen, a little bit of ice, and a lot of people in costumes. So you might have something neat to see there. Upstairs here is our art department. Say hi to Craig Kyle, co-producer Craig Kyle.
Hi, guys.
He'll provide the entertainment for the most part.
No, sorry. I just...
After I leave in about a half hour, 45 minutes. Next Friday, we head out to New Mexico, where we film the majority of the Earth, modern-day Earthbound sequences of the film. All of this is Asgard, and we've almost shot out all of the Asgardian scenes. The good news of that is it all looks cool. The bad news is a lot of sets have already started to come down. There is one Asgardian set that is still standing that we're shooting on, finishing up on next week, that we'll show you. And I think I just drove past the throne room, and that's coming down. Yeah.
Is there anything left of the throne room?
Maybe some wood.
No.
But you can walk over there and see. I don't know, but like the throne's not there, and the banners aren't there, and that stuff. But there's some, even. Frankly, on this movie, even a wall, if it's still up, is cool. It is worth, to be honest with you, and it's worth seeing. Even the wall of the pedal, there's one room wall standing in the pedal room. And is there anything standing in the vault?
The last one's coming down today, so we'll see.
It may just look like smashed part plywood at this part, but trust me, it used to look really cool. But we can go upstairs and see the art department. Most of the art department's already moved to New Mexico, as they're prepping that. So a lot of what you'll see up there will certainly give you a taste of the flavor of the movie. A lot of it is still temp, and a lot of it is still being designed. A lot of Asgard is still being designed outside of the sets that we shot in. But you'll get an idea of sort of what we're doing. The fun thing about Thor, and the scary thing about Thor, is you could go in a million different directions in the comics. Not just the costume. Most of our characters, Iron Man's got 27 different costumes. And you could get in probably an argument with somebody of which three are the actual ones. Thor's costume has been pretty specific. You'll see where the influences that we've headed towards. Some recent, some from the past. But Asgard itself and the general aesthetic of the whole movie could have been anything. I mean, it could have been Lord of the Rings. It could have been any number of things. We've chosen very specifically a Kirby Simonson vibe for this movie. Very, very specifically. And you'll see some of that upstairs. You won't really see it on the stage we're shooting at today, because it's all going to be an effect. And you'll see a little bit of it, maybe a lot of it, in a little bit of the Bifrost that we'll walk you into. But why don't we go upstairs and see the art department?
Can I ask you a real quick question?
Yeah.
How much of the what percentage of the movie is going to be on Earth and Asgard, and is New Mexico supposed to be New Mexico, or is it standing in for another?
The script is about, it's kind of 50-50, maybe 60-40, Asgard to Earth. And when I say Asgard, I mean other, you know, the other realms. It depends on the, it could end up being half and half, favoring Asgard in the cut. Is it New Mexico? Yes.
Is it
playing New Mexico for New Mexico?
And is it
Manhattan Beach for Asgard, New Mexico for New Mexico?
All right, so you guys aren't like taking from like the Ultimates thing where they're supposed to be like recreating Asgard on Earth and some like red state.
There's your answer, but there's certainly influences of the Straczynski run, for sure. Over the course of the film, it is, as I said, it's Kirby Lee for some aesthetic and for characters, Simonson for aesthetic and characters, and Straczynski for our inspiration for sort of the Earthbound stuff, but not Asgard floating above. You want to go upstairs?
Sure.
Yeah.
You want to lead the way, Craig, so you can push anyone